one of my favourite parts of the day is always our lunch break guest, where I meet somebody local who has a remarkable story to tell. And at the moment, one family is anxiously awaiting the birth of their new arrival, excitement and looking for decorating the nursery, all of that. And it's thanks in part to the help of Liz Quick, who lives with her husband, Nathan, in Littlehampton. And Liz donated her eggs to Felix and Adam, who are awaiting their new arrival, and delighted to welcome Liz onto the programme. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hello.
Very good to have you with us. Now, first of all, your decision to be an egg donor came about by something very sad that happened in your own family.
Yeah, sadly, we lost a cousin he took his own life, sadly. But that gave us time to sort of reevaluate what's important to us. And we thought we'd quite like to help another family have a child like we have two of our own.
So you feel very much that if he'd still been with us, he would have wanted a family, and you wanted to make sure that that happened for someone else because of what had happened to him.
Yeah, exactly. And if he needed it, I would have done it for him in a heartbeat. But this way, we've been able to help another family similar to him that really wanted a child of their own and needed the help of an egg donor to achieve that.
Where do you start with this? Because, of course, you make that decision yourself, but then it's not just your decision, is it? Because you've got your husband who's with you there today, and also your two children who are 12 and 9.
Yeah, well, when we started this in 2020, they were quite a lot younger. So our son was only seven. So trying to explain to him what it meant and how it kind of worked in a roundabout way was interesting, but they were both on board. They understood it as best they could, and my husband was supportive as well. So we approached an organisation called Surrogacy UK, who can facilitate helping people meet each other to donate to them. And obviously there's other surrogates as well in the organisation that will carry those babies for couples as well.
Was that important to you, to be able to meet the couple and know the environment that the baby would grow up in?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, there is the opportunity to do anonymous donation. I say anonymous when the born child is 18, they can get access to the donor information. But for me, I wanted to know the couple. I think it's important for children to know where they've come from and not have questions later in life. From the outset, Adam and Felix's child will know where they've come from. They'll know who I am. They'll know Nathan, and they'll know our children, which I think makes a really nice friendship and sort of extended family, really.
How did you feel about this then, Nathan? Because the baby will have a biological link to your children and also, of course, to Liz, but not to you.
I think it's important to, for me, that wasn't really a factor. I think what's more important is ensuring that whatever child was brought into the world was brought into a loving and caring relationship. It's important that they are taught the correct values to us, and that's that they're the people that we selected were of a similar mindset to us. And that really is the key for me. Is the biological thing isn't necessarily anything that really concerned me. I think it was more the ability to help people who couldn't be in the fortunate position that my wife and I are. It's been a real exciting journey to help them so far.
And so you get drawn to the profiles of Felix and Adam, and Liz, you sort of instantly felt, you know, a connection, didn't you?
Yeah, it was weird because they lived really close at the time. They lived 10-15 minutes away maximum. It just felt right to help someone so close, maybe to have that closer relationship, and you know, not always having to think, well, okay, we need to plan to meet up for a weekend. I'd often get a text from Felix, oh, I'm just popping to the shops, are you in for a coffee? And it was those little visits that were almost better and more important than the big planned days out. And sadly, they have now moved further away, but you know, we'll just have to plan things a bit better. But at the time, that was really nice for us. And I think they enjoyed being closer to us as well.
Yeah.
How involved have you been in the pregnancy then? I presume that they've sort of shared things like scan photos and you know, the build-up, because it's the nursery's being decorated. It's only the last couple of months. The baby will be here soon.
Yeah, well, actually, I remember I was in Waitrose shopping and I got a phone call from Felix. And in Surrogacy UK, we have what's called the call, which is where intended parents get a call from one of the members of staff of Surrogacy UK to tell them that a surrogate would like to get to know them with the prospect of obviously carrying their child. And he phoned me in tears while I was doing my shopping to tell me that they'd had this call. And, you know, so I was involved from the very start in that part of their journey, which was just lovely. I've met their surrogate, you know, I've felt the bump. We've seen all the pictures, we've had heartbeat recordings. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not in her pockets, we're not in their pockets all the time, but I speak to her separately of them and we all chat together and do meet up, which is lovely.
And what about the wider family, you know, sort of grandparents and aunts and uncles? How do they feel about it all?
My parents are supportive, as are your parents.
Yeah.
And I've met Felix's mum because she lives in Portugal. So when she came over, I met her. We've met Adam's family briefly, haven't we? So, yeah, we've met them and it's nice to know that they've got that support from their family as well when the baby's here.
I always think that anybody that does anything like this, you know, it's just incredible because you do have to put yourself through the medical treatment, you know, taking ensuring that your eggs are ready. And what was that actually like, the whole process of injecting yourself, taking these drugs in order to produce more eggs than you normally would?
It was better than I expected. I thought I'd have more side effects from some of the drugs, which some women do get. But actually, one of the injections didn't really hurt. The needles are really small. Nathan did them into my tummy. The other one was quite stinging. But actually, I didn't really have too many side effects apart from being quite bloated. And then the procedure, you're sedated. So I was basically asleep. I don't remember it. And then you go home within sort of a couple of hours and just relax for the rest of the day. So it was definitely better than I expected.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would do it again.
So it's so far been a very, very positive experience. And you're now awaiting the birth of this baby that isn't going to be your child. It's going to be their child. But you will inevitably look to that baby and think, does this look like my other children? You know, can I see me in this child?
Yeah, definitely. Of course I will do. And the characteristics that my children have got, it'd be interesting to see if their child has that. Will it be from my genetics or from their genetics? That will be really interesting. And you know, Felix is a doctor, so he finds all those kind of things really interesting as well. But I think it could be quite funny. Some of our children's characteristics, my daughter's quite bossy, so will their child get that lovely parts, but we'll see.
It's interesting, isn't that whole sort of nature nurture debate? And what I love is the way that your children have been sort of talking about this new baby arriving, and they're sort of saying, oh, can we have sleepovers? And you know, very much I suppose as if a younger cousin was arriving.
Yeah, and that's exactly the terminology that we've been using with them. They do understand the genetic link, they do understand what it actually means in the real world. But we've also explained to them that the baby's not living with us. We are not the baby's parents. So they will be known as cousins or special friends. And I think for them, that's quite exciting because it's different to school friends or different to other family friends. This has got a different relationship, which is special.
And Nathan, you know, obviously your children have been very, very sort of involved in the new arrival and what's happening. Has all this talk of babies made them want a baby sibling that will be in your family, or is two enough for you?
Two's enough for us.
Yeah. And you know, how have you felt? Because it is interesting, isn't it? That sort of it's a 9-month process. We're entering the last couple of months. Has it? Are you able to sort of stay a little bit distance as if it's someone else's family, or have you been very involved yourself?
I've been very involved. It's one of the things about Surrogacy UK is that they focus on friendship first. So it's not a matching service. It's very much you find people and you feel a connection with them, and then that's what makes you want to support them. Obviously, there's no financial gains in the UK for surrogacy, unlike in America. So it's very much about wanting to be do the right thing for the right people. And so I think that makes it a lot easier, because it's, you know, that you're the people that you're helping, you've been through, spent a lot of time talking through things like family values and how people, how you feel they're going to raise a child. And I think that just helps it make a much more substantial relationship than just sort of it being a transactional thing. And that, so I think that makes it easier to then separate it from it being a relatable family.
And this is a lifetime thing as well, isn't it? You're going to watch. You'll be, from the sounds of it, committed to being a part of the baby's life. You know, as in the sort of roles of a very close friend, and you'll watch that baby grow and develop as well. It's not just a case of donating eggs and then walking away.
No, not at all. And actually, we're quite excited to be able to play with the child and feed it sugar and hand it back. It's not our responsibility anymore. We won't have the sleepless nights or the nappies. We get to laugh at them, cry with them, and see them grow as a couple as they become dads. And we're really excited to see that transition for them. It's really exciting.
They do look a lovely couple. How are they? You know, they must be terribly excited at the moment, because, you know, I think all of us that have children, you remember that, you know, the final stages of pregnancy when you are awaiting this new arrival, and it's just such a special time.
Yeah, I think they're definitely getting ready. I think they've had a few sort of appointments and things recently to get prepared for the birth, and the nursery's nearly finished. I think they've got the buggy. So I think they're as much as you can be. I think they're ready to go. Hmm. They've been waiting for this for many years. So, you know, they want it to happen as soon as possible, really.
You talked about, you know, I've read about the fact that you just got on. You knew that they were a lovely couple. Was it a sort of instant thing where you thought, yes, I will donate my legs or eggs? Or was there a moment during that meeting where there was something that was said or done that made you think, these are the perfect parents?
Well, we have with Surrogacy UK, you have what's called a getting to know, which is a minimum 3 months where you obviously talk through all sorts of different things and scenarios and get to know each other. But I do remember from the first meeting texting them afterwards and say, oh, is it too early to ask for a second date, as if to sort of say, oh, you know, I really liked you guys, you know, kind of hope you liked me too, should we meet up again, kind of thing. I don't think there was a pinnacle moment, but I went into it knowing I wanted to do it, so it all just kind of worked. We had some lovely times going out and, you know, meals and barbecues, because it was the summer, and it just felt the right thing to do. And I'm glad we made that decision.
Well, and did you, I mean, it's lovely as well that Nathan was involved. So it was and the children. So it was very much a family thing.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't sort of say too much to the children at the very beginning. It was, oh, we're meeting these new friends that we've made. But after we'd known them for a while, we sort of sat them down and just explained what I could do to help them and how they would feel about that. And children of that age just take things in their stride. You know, different families, how things people are made, it's normal to them. They don't know any different. So their answer was, okay, cool. And, you know, then let's go play Lego. That's just how the conversations go with kids when they're young, generally.
It is amazing, isn't it? If you're open with children and you discuss things, they are far more matter of fact and analyse things a lot less than we do.
Exactly. And I think, you know, with the change of curriculums and schools, of what they have to learn now with regards to families and things like that, that it's important for us to normalise that. They've made so many friends through Surrogacy UK with the social events that they put on. And James frequently asks, you know, which child the children are going to be there for me to play with? You know, when am I going to see them? Because he genuinely enjoys them. So, and that's a really nice thing to have as well.
Nathan, you must be incredibly proud at the difference that your wife has been able to make to this family.
Yeah. It's she's done an amazing job, and she's really got involved in the ethos of Surrogacy UK, And we've made a lot of lifetime friends, both who are either people who've already had children through Surrogates UK or are intended parents or are other surrogates. It's become a life-changing experience for all of us.
And I think for us, we joined in the middle of COVID, May 2020, and with the online social events they held, it gave us something to do every weekend to meet people, which in the middle of COVID, you could barely go out your front door. So that really helped, I think, just get us through lockdown.
I think, and I know people who have lost a loved one as a result of taking their own life, and that's a devastating, devastating thing. But what a wonderful way to pay tribute to your cousin by being involved in the creation of a new life.
Definitely, that's something we like to.
Will you let us know when the baby's arrived so that we can update our listeners? Because I'm sure they'd love to know.
Yes, of course we can.
And it's a real pleasure to talk to you both. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme. A story of egg donation there. And that was Liz and Nathan, the family that they've donated eggs to. The baby is arriving in a couple of months' time. So lovely to hear such a positive story. We'll have another lunch break, same time tomorrow.